Blessed are they who are inspired to a higher calling in an instant flash. Commentator Michael Ivey saw the light, but he missed the call.
Lately, I keep hearing the phrase uncertain times. We're living in uncertain times. Hey, it's been my experience that the times are always uncertain. And a few years ago, a preacher told me the best reason I've heard yet just why that is. The talk with the preacher took place after the third time that I was hit by lightning. The third time that I was hit by lightning, I was a 24-year-old construction worker, a card-carrying operating engineer, a union worker that sets up, operates, and maintains heavy equipment. Heavy equipment is in very large earth-moving machines. Think giant Tonka toys. Back in those days, I mainly worked in a maintenance shop as a mechanics helper. My job was to help the mechanics. Now, I did operate some equipment. In the shop, a push broom. Outside of the shop, a machine called a steam jenny. You've probably seen a push broom and are familiar with how one works. A steam jenny might be a different story. It's a machine designed to knock the mud and grease off of heavy equipment. The business end of a steam jenny looks exactly like the hose and wash wand at the do-it-yourself car wash. For all practical purposes, a steam jenny is a car wash with 5 times more pressure that sprays scalding hot water laced with highly toxic caustic solvents and detergents. It's so pressurized, so hot, and so toxic that a steam jenny operator has to dress in steel-toed rubber boots, thick rubber gloves, a hooded rubber suit, safety goggles, and a hard hat. You're probably not going to see this getup on the cover of GQ, but I can honestly say that dressing in rubber saved my life. The second a $500,000 bulldozer breaks down, the construction company starts losing money. A mechanic's job is to just fix it. And the fact that there happens to be a thunderstorm raging makes absolutely no difference, at least it didn't back then. So imagine a couple of construction guys working in a cold, driving rain, drops about the size of a quarter, and completely surrounded by epic Hollywood-style lightning and thunder. Jim, the mechanic that I was helping, was in his rubber suit, sitting up in the driver's seat of a forklift. The forklift was holding up a piece of bulldozer that I was spraying clean with the steam jenny. Enter a bolt of lightning. The last thing that I remember was holding the washer wand up in the air and yelling something like, "Okay, Jim, take her away." About 3 years and half a dozen jobs later, I ran into Jim at a grocery store, my place of employment at the moment, where I was literally cleaning up a mess in aisle 3. Jim looked different, not just new haircut different. He had an entirely different air about him. I asked Jim what he was up to these days, and he told me that he was an evangelist. I grew up in southern West Virginia. My entire life, I've heard the stories of how someone receives the calling to preach. I asked Jim for his story. He said, "Well, one day I was at work and lightning struck very close to me. I said, 'Dude, I was there. That was me that got nailed.' Jim goes, 'Yeah, that was you. It certainly was.' Then I said, 'Let me get this straight. I get hit by lightning and you get called to preach.' Jim put his hand on my shoulder, looked me in the eye, and shook his head. He said, 'Well, buddy, you know what they say. The Lord works in mysterious ways.'"
Michael Ivey lives in Columbus, Ohio, and comes to us by way of the studios of Circa Music in Dublin, Ohio.